SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump reacting to the decision by a special counsel not to charge President Biden in a classified doc case. That follows the release of Special Prosecutor Robert Hur's report that questioned Biden's memory. He did clear Biden of criminal charges despite finding evidence the president willfully retained and shared classified information as a private citizen.
They're trying desperately to spin the Biden document disaster into a, oh, but wasn't Trump worse? No, Trump was peanuts by comparison.
Speaking at a National Rifle Association event in Pennsylvania, the former president says guns will be confiscated if he does not win.
Joe Biden and his thugs will do everything in their power to confiscate your guns and annihilate your God-given right to self-defense. You have a right to self-defense. You've always had that right.
Also at SRNnews.com, more foods recalled in the wake of a deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
And the items could be part of a Super Bowl Sunday party menu. Seven-layer bean dip, chicken enchiladas, cilantro salad dressing, and taco kits sold at Costco, Trader Joe's, and Albertsons are part of the growing recalls of products made by Rizzo Lopez Foods. Federal health officials advised to throw away any affected products and thoroughly clean surfaces the food may have touched. They're also urging checking the FDA's table of recalled foods. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Hershey is cautioning on its 2024 profit growth as the company contends with rising cocoa costs. They are leading to increased prices for, you guessed it, chocolate. The company anticipates its full-year earnings per share being relatively flat, partly due to higher cocoa and sugar cost. This is SRN News. Well, Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, meanwhile, there's a lot of trouble brewing right now in the tiny African nation of Comoros. Hardline Islamic president there has been reelected, promising yet more persecution for Christians. International Christian Concern says, quote, religious freedom in Comoros is at this time close to nothing. This is SRN News. A diplomatic rift between Ecuador and Russia appears to intensify recently after the European nation decided to ban some imports of bananas from Ecuador.
The two countries have been at loggerheads after Ecuador decided to transfer some of its old Russian military equipment to the United States. In exchange, the U.S. gave Ecuador $200 million in new military gear to fight the drug gangs that have been terrorizing the country. A Russian federal agency has announced it's banning imports from five Ecuadorian banana companies, claiming that a disease had been found in previous shipments of their fruits.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Wall Street numbers Friday, Dow Industrials off 54 points, closing the day at 38,671. S&P 500, though, was up 28, hitting 5,000, just above the mark. More details at srnnews.com.